The answer is clear.
No justice!
No peace!
No justice!
No peace!
But the details of what happened when a police firearms officer shot and killed Chris Carver aren't. The IOPC has launched an investigation. The family's questions don't end there.
So the first demand for the family is that we want to know if the officer involved has been suspended. Secondly, we want body cam footage of the incident released to the family. And finally, we want to have a timeline of how long the investigation will take. That's the three demands, and that's the three demands that everyone came out here to support.
24-year-old Chris Carver was fatally shot on Monday. Police say the vehicle he was driving in was involved in a firearms offence in the days before his death. He died after a single gunshot. He was unarmed. Today, his family described the police's actions as inherently racist, and a friend of the family said people need to find stamina to get justice.
Everyone here today, I just encourage everyone to have stamina. And I know it's a very difficult thing to say, and it's not even nice because no one should have the stamina to go on a journey like this, stamina to get justice, or stamina to go and get answers.
The Metropolitan Police Force said the officer involved is currently not on operational duties. But the family's local MP says that may not be enough.
All relationships have to start with communication. The police didn't adequately communicate with the family or the community about the instances. That only deepens mistrust. And now we find that we're in a position where there is going to be a criminal investigation, which implies that something went seriously wrong.
No justice!
No peace!
The IOPC says its teams are reviewing a large amount of evidence and that the launch of a criminal investigation doesn't mean charges will necessarily follow. Sadia Chowdhury, Sky News, in London.